Just one second. And good morning. Let me read some scripture for us as we kind of get ready to focus our thoughts today. Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting and for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. That's your job. I'm going to play, well, not so skillfully, but you shout for joy. And Renata informed me she brought the 10-stringed lyre, and Paige has the harp this morning. Well, the harp of the heart, right? Even though we can't play all these beautiful instruments this morning, we can lift our voices in praise to him. Amen? So as we join together today, let's remember that our audience is not other people. Our audience is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't he worthy of our praise and thanksgiving and adoration? Let's this morning begin with prayer. And I've got a couple of announcements today. And then I'm going to have Joey lead us in our call to worship today. Father, thank you. As we calm ourselves before you and let some things go, choosing to say yes to you and no to some other things. Just, that's what has made it possible for us to be here today. We thank you for giving us that discretion and the option of joining with you today and joining with your people. Lord, it is good. I was glad when they said to me, let's go into the house of the Lord. So Lord, together today, we join. We join with our fellow brothers and sisters, and we open our hearts to your voice, and we focus now. We focus so that we can hear you. We don't want to miss your voice, Lord, today. Speak to us through your word. Minister to us through your Holy Spirit. Lord, break through any barriers that we've constructed, that we may consciously know about or even subconsciously not know about. Lord, we pray for healing today in all areas of our life, our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our emotions, our relationships, our finances. Lord, you know it all, and you know our point of need. So, Lord, we come to you today empty, emptied of self, that you would fill us with your Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say, Jeanette and I want to express our gratitude to you for last Sunday. Well, really all month, Pastor Appreciation Month for the month of October. I've shared this with you before, but I can't express to you how happy we are to be able to serve here in Dixon at Living Well. And honestly, I pray, I hope that the Lord has us here in connection with this body for as long as we live on this earth. We love you guys, and thank you for expressing through all the fish over there on the caught in the net. I read those. Your personalities just shine through. I wish I could read Riley's from here, because you'll have to go over there and read Riley's. It's just Riley, isn't it? Yeah. And thank you so much for the gestures, the cards, I guess I'm going fishing. Coming up, going to catch some walleye. I've never caught a walleye in my life. Jeanette caught a walleye once, and I was kind of jealous. I was outfished by my wife. So I'm going to have the experience of catching a walleye. I'm excited about that in the spring. But from the bottom of our hearts, Jeanette and I want to thank you. You know, we got to know each other, us, Living Well, some 10 years ago now. And our family has grown. Amen? And we just get so thankful and excited when we can get together. I love Sundays. It's like a family reunion for me. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for making ministry, pastoral ministry, so rich and fulfilling and a real blessing. And thank you for the accountability that you provide. I've never been a pastor of a church for 10 years. And Jeanette and I were driving home last night from, we were out at my folks. We were driving home last night, and I began to name the people that I now consider part of my community. And they're people that I've have built relationships with, and they've built their relationships with me. And these relationships are 10 years deep now. They kind of know me for who I am. They know my quirks. You know me for my idiosyncrasies. You know me for my weaknesses and my strengths. And to have that after 10 years, and you haven't kicked me out yet, is pretty awesome. Thank you for loving us for who we are and for allowing us to be part of your lives and walking with you for these last 10 years. It's been a ride. It's been amazing. And our lives are so rich and full because of it. Thank you. A couple of announcements as we get ready for this morning's worship service. You'll notice in the notes section, my takeaway, about two-thirds down. I want to encourage you to grab a pen as the sermon time rolls around and begin to ask the Holy Spirit to give you a message that's tailor-made for you, that when you leave here today, you'll say, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me for today. I'm not going to sit today idly, passively. I'm going to engage with the Spirit and ask Him to give me a message that I need in my life today. So that's there for you. And then we'll talk about it if you're able to be there for the small group on Sunday with the adults. I want to give you an update on what's happening on Wednesday nights during our Connect ministry. We've started a new ministry called Young Men and Mentors. For the last couple weeks, we've had a group of about 14, 15, 16 young men and mentors or dads. And we have begun to explore what it means to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. And those have been very productive times. And I think something similar is going on with the young ladies under Jennifer's leadership. And I applaud you guys for investing in that, and I thank you for that. Exciting. Celebrate Recovery is growing. Our women's Celebrate Recovery group continues to grow every week. Thank you, Jeanette, for your leadership. And the Christmas walk is coming. The Christmas walk is coming. For those of you who know what that is and what that means for us at Living Well, you take a deep breath and you say, oh my, here we go. This year, we're going to do what we did a couple years ago. We're going to build an iceberg about where I'm standing and invite the community in, and Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be clear up there on the tip top of the iceberg, and there's going to be elves walking around here and meeting the crowd as they come in, and kids are going to get to go up and see Santa Claus and then get to slide down the slide. And right now, particular movies coming to your mind. If you've never seen this here at our church before, it's pretty exciting. We get to welcome the entire community and just say, here's something that we want to do for our community. The last time we had that particular setup here, we had people lined up down the hallway, out the other hallway, and outside the building down the sidewalk. We're going to do as much as we can this year to improve traffic flow. You see those two lines on the wall over there? Those are potentially where the hole in the wall is going to go to open up access to the new area that we have begun to rent as of September. As that hole is opened up, you're going to see where our new nursery is going to go. and you're going to see where the new cafe is going to go. We'll be able to walk through. There'll be a big Christmas tree right there in the middle. Be able to walk through. They'll be able to come up and see Santa Claus if they want, and then go back right out through that new access point. And I think traffic flow will move a lot better. That event is planned for December 5th, which is a Friday night. Isn't that a Friday night, December 5th? It's the first weekend in December. Thank you. All right. You ready to worship? Let's get on our feet together. And Joey is going to lead us in a scripture as we begin.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Amen. This is the word of God. Let's lift our voices in praise to him.
I will call upon the Lord.
He is worthy to be praised.
So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Just getting warmed up. I will call upon the Lord.
Blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
That's right out of Scripture. I will call upon the Lord. You may say, I don't have any enemies, do I? Remember, the enemy of your soul prowls around like a lion, seeking who he may devour. Lord, protect us. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Let me hear you.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Page. Skylar, isn't it? All right, would you read the next verse for us this morning, Skylar?
The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you.
All right, I need some help on this one. For one thing, this is kind of out of my range. I feel a little bit silly doing it. But that's okay, right? It goes like this.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Prince of peace, revealing things of heaven.
its mysteries. My spirit's ever longing for his grace in which I stand. Who is this King of glory, Son of God and Son of man? My heart, King of glory.